There's Starship to start us off. We built this city here at Classic Hits. Almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock of this Monday, 29th of June. Good morning,
morning
to you.
What's the story and all and anyway?
Oh, I tell you, happy Mondays to you folks wherever you are around the world. Because we are, you know, we are global, PJ, as you know. Checking
absolutely
in from everywhere. Australia, South Africa.
Well, you might be. I'm in a little world of my own.
Anyway, morning, folks. Hopefully you're in decent form. I think Northside Tony on the WhatsApp has summed it up there. What a pox of a weekend.
Ah, yeah.
Mind you, in fairness to Tony, he's talking about specifically weather-wise. It was a bit sporadic.
Oh. Yeah, it was a bit sporadic. It was grand. No, not cold. Like, I literally can't care too much if it's not cold.
Yeah, you don't mind walking in the rain and all.
No, I didn't.
You and the dogs, very romantic.
Actually had a deadly walk in the rain on a Saturday morning. It was really heavy rain, so thankfully we had the whole beach to ourselves. It was
good job. Good job it wasn't raining when you sent me that photograph you sent me over the weekend.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to be... You don't want the rain getting into your fizzies.
Oh, jeez, no, you wouldn't. That's the only time I'll have a rain-free, absolutely rain-free time. Yeah, but it's actually really nice when in very heavy rain.
Yeah.
You're out with the dogs. It's actually kind of nice because you have the whole place to yourself. Do you know the way? And actually, you get used to it.
And I'll tell you something. Do you know, if it's, and in the opposite, if it's not raining, right? If it's not raining, but you know that really windy, blustery stuff? I don't know. We had it a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
That's good crack as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
Although it gets...
Freshen the head off you.
It takes the breath away, though. If you're out there for an hour, you'd be like... Ah, chips. Yeah. You know, you can't see after a while and everything.
Anyway, listen, I see Butty is on, and there's Margaret and Bo's Richie. I mentioned Northside Tony, of course. Also, there's Len and Limerick, Leonard and Limerick, and who's that? All the gang in Cork, all of the... Harry Brown gang.
Harry Brown gang, how's it going and all?
Checking in as well. Morning to you folks, hopefully it was a good one for you, whatever you're up to. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Word of warning, PJ, birthdays are pretty much like Northside Tony's description of the entire weekend today.
Geek.
Pretty much.
Just a lot of geeky days.
Ace of Base, all that you want here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 6, right? The birthdays, PJ, not great, it has to be said, right? You'll understand what I mean when I once we go past number one. Because number one is okay.
Right, yeah.
And then you'll realise how bottom barrel scraping I was getting.
It's a walk off a cliff after that, is it right? Okay.
I'm afraid so. Right, but the first one, as I say, no harm in this one at all, because it's always a fun day when you can celebrate the birthday of a pussycat doll.
Oh, very good, yeah.
The most famous pussycat doll, Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, I was going to say Beyonce. She obviously, that was a different band, was it?
Yeah.
Nicole.
This one, of course, who, you know, your beloved Formula One.
Well, she's not in that.
No, she doesn't, but she did have an on-off kind of thing. Maybe she still
with
does.
Hamilton with Lewis. Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Doesn't she do Britain's Got Talent and all that stuff?
X Factor, yeah.
Oh, that. Oh God, I really got... There you go, three things, I got them all wrong. I now have to guess her age. So this isn't
going to
go well.
It's going well, but to be fair, she's a pussycat doll.
She is a pussycat doll. Not exactly known
Don't
for
you
their
wish
musical heritage.
Your co-host was hot like her.
Is that their song? Is that their song?
Yeah, a version of that.
Oh, don't you wish your... Fella drove a car like me. I gotta say that she's a hard one, actually.
Yeah.
She's still in her 30s, obviously.
Well, funnily you should say that. No, she's not.
Really?
Yeah.
So she actually managed to go back into her 20s, then? Because that doesn't make any sense.
No, you need to go the other way.
Right, well then, you just said if it was significant or not. So 41.
42.
No way.
42, yeah.
Jesus, what have I done to myself? I mean, not that I ever looked like a pussycat doll.
Well,
but you know what
it looks
mean?
A little bit like a pussycat doll.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Now pussycat doll. I actually kind of like that. I think I like that.
Yeah, to be fair, Ellen Nicole. Must be all those yogurts she eats. She does those yogurts ads, doesn't she? The Muller stuff.
I don't know. Does she?
Yeah. Sure, you. What am I saying? You don't have a telly. You wouldn't see the ads.
I do. Well, I do. I have a television. I just don't watch telly on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He has a television that he eats his dinner off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He uses it as a table.
Yeah. Netflix.
I don't wanna...
I use it as a window.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll do.
Right, yeah. Nicole Scherzinger, 42. And that was one of the better ones, right? Here we go. Number two, Troy Deeney.
What the hell is that?
Troy Deeney, only the Watford legend.
Troy Deeney.
Footballer.
Troy Deeney, Watford legend. Jeepers.
I told you it
you
was a tough
test. You said they were bad, but this is... I'm only getting a grasp on it now.
Wait till you hear number three. Oh my God.
Troy Deeney. Like, what? I don't know what a Troy Deeney is.
He's a big, strong, centre-forward type-looking lad.
Even Elton John isn't a Watford legend, like.
I'll tell you, man, literally, I was struggling to get anyone's you'd even know. Let alone know, you know, kind of... trust me, anyway. Troy Deeney is nearly as good as it gets.
I'll take it he's not still playing. You would have heard of him. He is,
yeah.
Ah, you're joking.
Yeah, he's still a regular in the Premiership.
We're 33 then.
32.
Fair, that wasn't bad.
Not bad.
There's only one, Troy Deeney.
Yeah, right, okay. And then number three, thankfully, the only good part about the birthdays today is that they're short.
Is this the last one already?
Yeah.
Oh, James, I never stood a chance. That's all right. That takes the edge off having to try so hard.
And right, so here it is, Ren. The last one for you is Abs Breen.
What? Abs Breen.
Abs Breen. Right?
Abs Breen.
Yeah. He's currently an English DJ, but don't mind that. It was Abs from Five.
Abs Breen.
Get on up. When you're not up, you're down.
When you're going down.
No, not yet.
Grab the phone and don't be carrying
turning around and no.
Yeah, we're going to have a party outside in the rain. Well, I famously his friend, Arms O'Reilly.
So Abs from Five. Abs Breen.
Abs Breen.
Yeah.
What a name.
Part of the band. Look. Come this here. Must be one of the worst
we've
ever
heard. Did he get the name Abs because he has abs or because his name is like Abraham or something like that?
I have no idea. I'd imagine he probably had to touch the Peter Andres off him and had a six pack or an eight pack.
And he got the name Abs.
At a family bucket or something.
Imagine doing that to yourself. Because you're going to get old and be bald and all.
Yeah.
And you're going to have like a pot belly and, you know, a bit of rickets or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
and go around calling yourself Abs.
Yeah, what? Here's Abs now. It's going to end really bad. When you're just turned into a normal elf, that's not going to be too good. Do you know what I mean? I got to say, right, Ricketts O'Houlihan is... Gee, this is 42.
41.
For fart's sake. For fart's sake.
That's a hell of a sort of a... whatever that show's called, Look Who Came to Dinner.
Yeah, Reed, that is one of them, isn't it?
Nicole Scherzinger, Troy Deeney and Abs Breen.
It is, yeah.
That's a dinner party,
And you know it all goes wrong at the start because Troy McDeeney, he says to Arms O'Sullivan, and what do you do? And he gets real insulted. That's not always happens to those. I'm a singer. Yeah, five aside. No.
Yeah.
You know, they all get off on the wrong foot then.
We should probably just move on from the birthdays.
Probably, yeah.
That must be one of the worst we've ever had.
Mind you, I'd watch that show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Who's doing the washing up or whatever?
Sounds like a great rainy day bit of TV. Hosted by a man, Brian McFadden. Oh, look at them. Jeez, they're going to kill each other.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim weekdays from 6 a.m. reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks a million. So, no joy on the weather, no. You've no ray of light.
It's looking pretty cat, and not just for today, but for the week. The best that probably can be said about today is that at least the wind is a warm one.
Yeah. There you go. A warm wind, PJ.
Warm wind.
That's always your friend. If you've got a warm wind, you're doing something right.
I'm all right with a warm wind.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of course you would be, yeah.
A warm wind.
Yeah.
Where's the harm in a warm
summer
wind?
Summer breeze.
I suppose you...
What are you laughing at? I thought that was pretty...
It was good, but please don't encourage him to sing anymore.
Oh, yeah, good point,
We've already had Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
Hawaii 5-0 was a classic.
I know. It wasn't until PJ started squawking over the top of it.
Squawking. I would describe my voice as the nice, subtle tones of a warm wind. Is how I describe it.
Yeah. Squawking, yeah. I think PJ's been spending too much time talking to the seagulls.
Yeah.
At this stage, they're the only ones who'll talk back to him, so you know.
Well, they do. Yeah, that's it. We've established they do.
Yeah.
I didn't talk back to them, though. They initiated the conversation, actually. It was the way that went.
Anyway, how was your weekend, Howard? Did you do anything of any significance?
No, absolutely not. Right. No, nothing. Absolutely not. It was very insignificant, but peaceful, I suppose, nonetheless. Very excited about today, though.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Very excited.
She's got three
today.
Tables booked today.
Oh,
Boozers, hairdressers, and travel agents.
Actually, not travel agent. Massage.
Somebody is. Oh, massage. That was it. Yeah. Somebody was on WhatsApp wondering when the travel agents will reopen.
I think they're I don't know actually. When
do you reopen?
Well, I reopened last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, last Wednesday. Sure, she has it booked and all. Ready to go. Yeah.
Can I admit to my faux pas with my booking of the restaurant?
Or my
pub that serves it. There's a local gastro pub that I go to. Fabulous spot. Me and the kids all love it. We're dying to get back. We've been talking for weeks in lockdown about where we want to go first.
Right.
Decided on this place called the White House in Baldoyle, right?
Yeah.
So I messaged them on Facebook Messenger about 2 weeks ago and said, lads, on the reopening day, would you stick us down for a table, please, at 6 o'clock? The guy says, yeah, no problem at all. Grand. So then sort of just reiterated the booking last week, and on Friday the same guy replied to me and went, yeah, but you do know we're a wet pub, don't you, that we don't serve food. I had made the booking for the White House in the Isle of Man.
That is
so
fantastic.
I might not be in tomorrow because I have to go get a ferry in order to get me dinner.
That's fantastic.
I know.
That's what you call killing two birds with one stone.
My children are so proud of me.
Tara's the only one that's going to have a lifeboat bringing her to a pub now for the day.
80s classic from Dexy's Midnight Runners. In fact, a couple of 80s classics back to back there. Dexy's Come On Eileen and Huey Lewis in the News. If This Is It, Sierra Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you as always. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout at any stage this morning. Lots of people have. Somebody actually, we need to give a shout out to Paulette Murta. Paulette's celebrating her birthday today. Her hubby was on, wanting us to say a huge happy birthday to his beautiful missus.
Oh, jeepers, that's very nice of him.
Paulette Murta. I didn't give an age, so I can't give her a bang of the old Hawaii 50.
I was just going to ask you if I was going to get another chance to sing.
No, unfortunately not. We don't know what age she is.
Happy birthday
lady.
Anyway, whatever you are.
A lady never reveals her age.
Yeah.
Also, Derek and Sword.
She's an L one.
What do you mean? Then they go, I'm 97 years of age, you have to...
When they get one to a certain age, they're delighted with themselves.
Yeah.
So what would you know? I'm 77 years old and say to you, you have a clue. Yeah, they get to a certain age, they let it go. It's much better. It's much more liberating, I think.
Derek at Swords was on saying it was Elon Musk's birthday today, but it's actually yesterday. It was his birthday yesterday.
He's as old.
That's why he couldn't feature today.
What age was he? Do you know by off chance? Because
he was born in 1971, so what would that make him?
It would make him 40...
49.
49, is it? Yeah.
49.
Almost. Isn't that unbelievable? 49, accomplishing it. If you ever want to feel bad about yourself, give yourself an old glance at his CV.
When did he do the PayPal thing? When did he invent that? But
I don't know,
when he was 12.
Yeah, it must have been like the Young Scientist exhibition in the RDS. Unbelievable. When you look at what he's changed the world, changed the face of the world times.
That's all great and everything. It's brilliant. And he's great. And he's fantastic. And he calls his kid
R2-D2 or whatever. I know.
And you
that.
Just think, look, you let yourself down, man.
It's not even a good name for a robot.
Yeah.
You know. That's
exactly.
They're all mad.
Also, speaking of birthdays, a number of people absolutely shocked. In fact, Stephen Limerick actually sent that in. Good morning, lads. I'm shocked.
Oh, my God.
That PJ didn't know who Troy Deeney was. Watford legend.
I don't know anyone on the Watford squad. Now, I didn't even know there was a Watford legend. I'll be honest. Elton John is the only Watford legend I was ever aware of, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Ah, there's loads of them. There's your man that was England manager as well, Graham Taylor, wasn't it? Turniphead.
He was
a legendary as a manager.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah.
Watford legend.
Yeah.
Watford legend. It sounds like an...
And Troy Deeney as well.
An oxymoron.
To be honest with you.
That's what it sounds like. An oxymoron. You know, a word that cancels out the word that comes next. That's what it sounds like. Watford legend. It's like,
Troy Deeney's been a bit of a scourge of United in the past, so... Thought it might have been engraved in your memory, maybe.
Well, then, there's even less reason to remember who he is. Very, yes, it is. Oh, you should remember the traumas. I've enough to remember of the traumas within the United squad. Never mind the ones without them, outside them.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Jeepers.
Anyway, listen, on to happier things, like a double Money Monday, because it's €2,500 today. That's the big news. €2,500.
Apparently that's what Troy Deeney gets paid every month.
And your chance to win it in about an hour's time, if you want to get stuck into it, classichits.ie. We've been pushing it big time because it's gotten high, the money, and we've had loads of guesses. So there's a lot of repeats going on. So we're trying to avoid you wasting the opportunity to win this cash. So classic.ie to see what's been guessed before and rule it out.
Yeah, get rid of it. Yeah, try and do that. I'll read out another few today as well.
Mm.
I'll go through the list of things we know it definitely isn't.
Yeah, stuff to avoid. And you can listen to it on the website as well. That's important too. Classic.ie.
Oh, yeah. As many times as you want. Mm. 2.5 grand is nice money now.
That's tasty.
Fair.
For a wet Monday.
Yeah, and look at all you can do with 2.5 grand. You can queue up for a haircut. You can queue up for a pint. You can queue. You can join queues all over Ireland.
Yeah,
today.
You can have as many queues as you want today with 2.5 grand.
You can spend.
PJ is outraged, by the way. He's as shocked as Stephen Limerick was about Troy Deeney. PJ is about people queuing at midnight to get into a hairdresser.
Would you be well?
And in fact, it wasn't even all due respect. It was lads trying to get into a barber's.
Ah, come on, lads. What is the story? I mean, fair play to the Grafton Barber, right?
Yeah, for doing it.
They've been
it.
Very good to us in the past. Fair play. They were trying to get back to work. They're doing it.
Obviously, they're responding to demand to open. But it's just the fact you queue up at midnight to get in. Get
in that weather and all, yesterday, standing in the rain, getting your head blasted off. Are you really dying for a haircut that much? Really?
Anyway, I'm sure we're going to revisit that at some stage through the morning. So that's on the way. So big news, hit bit, 2.5 grand. Brand new prize on the breakfast table quiz, something to look forward to. So we'll have a first go at that at around about, 10 to 9, thereabouts. So you'll be the first to set the bar for the week. And as you can hear, PJ's in proper ranty form. So anything could happen.
Yeah. So let's
anything
sing
could
our way into the break. What was it again? Troy Deeney, who? Troy Deeney, who?
Yeah, brilliant Guaranteed Irish from Phil Lynn at Old Town here at Classic Hits, almost 9 minutes past seven. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 29th of June. Significant date, of course, for lots of reasons. Officially phase three begins, is it?
I've lost track. I had a good idea of the bearings of the initial sort of rundown.
Mm.
And now, since that's changed, I actually couldn't tell you if it's 3, 4, 5. Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Significant, though. And, of course, you know, a lot of places opening up, a lot of businesses opening up again today, getting back into it slowly but surely. And, of course, a lot of the focus has been on the pubs, right? All of the talk was about the pubs reopening and all that sort of stuff. But I reckon that maybe the hairdressers will be the bigger gig today.
I can't. I just don't know how to understand. I don't know how to understand it, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't know how to understand.
By the
what
way, I thought I'd give you a little bit of the. These are the hairiest people I could think of, ZZ Top.
Oh, that's who it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind you, if you look like them, you're probably not exactly going to be sitting in a barber's chair, are you? So the new sort of thing is starting now. Today's the day that lads can go and get their hair cut for the first time ever. And I'm at.
Lads and ladies.
In a barber.
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying in general, today, everybody can get their hair cut.
I thought the hairdressers were open last week. Am I behind the times? I suppose there's so many women getting their hair done illegally. I've lost track when that was an official.
No, today, isn't it, is the official opening.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. It's just all the women I know have been doing it illegally, so I thought I lost track. And there's not a hairdresser in Ireland has been out of work for the last 2 weeks anyway. They've all been at it. Now cue the text. Excuse me, whatever.
Just like I'd like to disassociate myself and Classic Hits from any comments that PJ Gallagher will make from here on in.
And I'd like to name the
just to exonerate us. Please do not send any letters from solicitors.
The next 300 names are hairdressers I know who are working. I was so sure the hairdressers were back, but the barbers are open definitely today. And I couldn't believe how bad do you need a haircut? Honestly, how bad do you need a haircut? To be queuing at midnight last night.
Yeah.
Midnight! I mean, Grant, it wasn't like you were open with queuing for 9 o'clock this morning, but they were queuing. They opened up. Grafton Barber opened their shops a minute past midnight last night. Once it became legal, they went for fair play to them. It's a pretty good initiative to be forced out. And I suppose it's been so long since you've had some sort of a hairy yoke, you'd be trying to get through the appointments and all, do you know what I mean? There'd be lads coming in, imagine what they'd
I'd say it
themselves.
Was that. It was probably prompted by demand. They probably thought, like, we're never going to, like, with the demand, you know, the aggro we're getting for people. So can you not just squeeze me in somewhere? I mean, I don't mind, I'll come in at any time.
I know.
It probably forced their hand.
3 o'clock in the morning. Grand to be there. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
What did I say that for?
Here, and then, will you do me, mate? He'd be there at 1:30.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And there you go. Now they've got the... But how bad do you need a haircut? Honestly, to be queuing up on the side of a road in the rain.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
The kind of stuff you see for... for, you know, what you used to see, for concert tickets and, you know, massive sales. You know, the day of the sales, the opening of the sales, people queuing out, all of that. And now it's something as basic as, listen, just give us a number four all over.
Have you ever wanted anything that bad that you would queue up in the middle of the night? I've never wanted anything that bad.
I've never queued for, I mean, to be honest with you, I hate queuing at the best of times.
I know, if you told me they're giving out a bag with 100,000 quid in it, I'd be like, what? Yeah, all you just collected at 10 minutes past midnight, we have to queue for 2 hours. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I can't think of anything I would ever queue for to that level. I'd probably get my hair cut. Yeah, I will go back to the barbers in November or something.
Yeah.
When it's tied down.
Yeah, you're doing okay, like with the self-styling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and I will say, fair play to the leadership of Ireland on this. The Irish politicians have led by example. They really have. They all,
when it came to the haircuts,
each and every one of them looks ridiculous, and I have to say they've led by example. Simon Harris looks like he sets his hair with barbed wire. Then Micheál Martin, I don't know what that mad wisp of a thing is at all, and it's like, it's short. It's just wild looking. He looks like Better Call Saul. Do you remember
him? He must be self styling himself as well.
Yeah.
If he's managed to keep it short, if a little bit unusual.
You know the way, but Simon Harris is one where it's like a pillow growing out the back of his head.
Yeah.
And then there's like, Eamon, gets away with it actually, because he's like got the green, it looks like he's growing a hedge. It looks like he's growing a hedge, there's birds living in it now.
Who?
I was going to say Eamon Murphy, that's not his name. The green part.
Ryan.
Eamon Ryan,
So he's
growing a hedge, there's canaries and there's blue tits and everything living in there.
I'd say Mick Wallace is doing the rounds going, see, I told you, look at. See
how far you have fallen. Yeah, Mick Wallace is like, all of a sudden he's the only one.
I told you one of these days putting bangers in your hair would make sense.
You're all looking for tips now, lads, aren't you? But I don't know. I just can't imagine how much you would need a haircut to do it. Like, honestly, is that where young lads really that vain now that you just wouldn't wait a week or wait till Friday?
To be honest with you, I'd say, you know, the other thing about that as well is there's probably a touch of novelty too, you know. There's a bit of, like, it's like we were saying about, you know, driving in to work in the mornings or whatever, and you're seeing people out for no reason, like people, you know, young lads, whatever, teenagers, just walking around 5 in the morning, not like on the jar or anything, just like, you know, cycling with their mates or hanging around or looking out at the sea or, I mean, I'd say there's a touch of, like, it's nearly like an event just to go to a queue.
They're just coming home from burglaries, man. That's all that is.
Actually, that's the other profession that have suffered greatly. Who's going to think of the burglars?
They had a real drought. They're delighted people are getting back to work. They had a real drought there because everyone was at home.
Yeah.
And no one was going away on holidays. That's still a problem. Won't someone think of the humble burglar?
I'd say for a lot of people who haven't had to go to work necessarily at a specific time as well, I'd say there's people looking forward to that like it was an event.
Going back.
Oh, it's great. I tell you what, we'll all meet up and we'll queue, right? We'll meet up in a queue.
Really?
Absolutely.
There'll
be people who do it just for the sake of the novelty value.
Queue up. I'm dying for a queue.
Exactly.
I'm dying for an LQ.
I'm afraid so. That's the world we live in. Patrick Joseph.
I can't. I just refuse to believe. I'm dying for a queue.
Dying for a queue.
Come on, we go out in queue. There's people in the queue,
Look at the reaction when DIY places. Remember the queues for those? The queues for McDonald's when the drive-thrus open up. People are dying to get into a good LQ.
Every one of those people is nuts. They're mental. Every one of those people.
I agree.
I don't know, man. If this is where we are.
That's what we are, yeah. Can't wait for a good queue.
Cures. We've turned into a nation of cures.
Ah, set to be a manic Monday, PJ.
I don't want to get... Well, haircuts. In the middle of the night, Jim.
Do you know what you're like? You're like the lad to stand... Garlic. Bread. Garlic. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to show.
Yeah, that looks like what we're set for. Maybe with the pubs. Although I don't know necessarily. Well, we get a lot of hype about the pubs, but I don't necessarily know that it's going to be like, you know, like the reaction to the barbers queuing from midnight to get in and get your table.
I at this stage, everything is so... I don't know why I get so continuously shocked. That's my problem. I'm very easily shocked.
And by the way, based on what you were saying about all those people who are doing things they shouldn't be doing, Frank WhatsApped in to say there was a barber's open on Saturday.
There you go, look.
In Parnell Street, and there was no queue or fuss. That's because they shouldn't have been open, Frank.
No queue or fuss. Yeah, I suppose no one knew that was happening.
Yeah. Also, somebody was on to say, just on a serious note, very few wearing masks on Dublin bus this morning.
Oh.
Can you help get the word out?
Is it compulsory yet?
I don't know.
As of today, isn't it?
Is it today compulsory, is it? Or?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't a clue. I think everything is as of today because it's another one of those sort of leaps forward. So I think everything is as of today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if you
But you're probably right in that regard.
So if you said to me, like, any chance of a coffee, I go, why? You'd be like, well, as of today.
As of today, you are the official coffee maker.
Jesus, I didn't know that the government did that, I'd be thinking. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. They go, oh, that's smart.
Yeah, Leo specifically said, as of Monday, part of Fane Street would be that PJ would have to make the coffee.
All junior partners in a relationship must now be the sole coffee maker of the workplace. You know, all these things. You know, it's one of them things. I wouldn't know. I'd have to take your word for it.
God, I wish I'd have remembered that earlier. Anyway, right, so that's... look, I don't know who was... let me just see who sent that in. They've got a big Dublin bus thing on there. It's... I don't know who that is. It's a weird name. But anyway, obviously somebody who maybe who works for Dublin Bus.
I suppose if you get it out there. You come right, can you... I don't... Here's me going. Yeah, if there was no masks. And I was just about to say, well, as of today, surely you'll be able to get more. So they're everywhere. You can buy them everywhere now.
I tell you, as of today, this is worth a whole heap of cash. $2,500 for Double Money Monday on the Hit Biz, if you can tell us what that is. Just one of the big things we're pushing at the moment is to check your classic hit study, because we're getting a lot of repeats. Magic Mike is getting a lot of people on, giving him the same guess over and over and over again. You have a few of the ones to avoid, haven't
there's
you, PJ?
There's millions of them. Go to Classic Hit Study. You have to click on the breakfast show thing, and then there's another link to the Hit Biz, and you'll see all the wrong answers, and you can listen to that little diddly-doo as many times as you like as well. So it's not George Michael, Careless Whisper, not Liberty X, just a little, or Liberty X as it's written there. Much better name, actually. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time, Westlife, When You're Looking Like a Dad, Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moon, like Huey Lewis, Do You Believe in Love? None of those.
Right.
None of those.
Did Westlife have a hit like When You're Looking Like Dad?
When You're Looking Like a Dad.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Not When You're Looking Like Dad.
Yeah. You just thought that would be a great name for a Westlife song. When You're Looking Like Dad.
It freaks me out.
Yeah. Right, so there's a selection of what it's not. There's a huge list on classichits.ie of guesses that are all wrong, so avoid them in case they were any of the ones that you were thinking of. And most importantly, let Magic Mike know that you want to play. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. $2,500 for a Double Money Monday. Yeah, the Pointer Sisters, Jump For My Love, here are Classic Hits, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp. Let him know if you fancy playing today on Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. €2,500. If you can identify what our little Hit Bit is, a bit of a hit of, if that makes any sort of sense.
A bit of, you want,
sort of.
Yeah, what?
Look, you know what we're talking about.
You're probably, the way it works.
You're probably sick of hearing about it. But anyway, listen, Magic Mike waiting by the WhatsApp machine, 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, just let us know that you want to play, and you could be on with your chance to win. Now, PJ, since it's only like the kind of, the three of us here, really, four of us.
Yeah.
I've decided that I'm going to give us a little bit of atmosphere.
There you go, listen to that.
Just make it sound like there's more of us, in case you're feeling a little bit isolated.
Listen to that.
Make it sound like it's a huge cast of people here in the studio. There you go. A bit of crowd atmosphere for you.
I have to say as well, I was mocking this when it came to the football. When we were reading the story initially about how you were going to watch football matches and there was going to be this sound, fake sound, the crowds in the background. I remember thinking, what a load of absolute cabbagery that is.
Yeah.
And I thought it was brilliant. Now I'm watching the football, it feels like... feels like it used to before. It feels really, really good. I mean, to it.
I think it's fantastic. I really do. I to be honest with you, I mean, I couldn't. You know, if you're not in the stadium yourself,
yeah,
could you really care about who is?
Not anymore.
Exactly.
I used to think it was hugely vitally important. Now I'm not.
But it's just this. This is all you need.
That's all you need.
Especially since they're so good at it. I mean, they get the whole sort of like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
And the kind of goal cheers. And they even get the booing of the ref and all. Or the, all that sort of stuff. It's amazing.
I'd love to be that button, lad. Just sitting there. Oh, jeez. Just basically pressing buttons on how you feel. But now you can do it everywhere. So now today is the pubs are opening again. We're talking about that earlier on. The pubs are opening. Cafes. Well, no, cafes are... I don't know if they're opening, actually, that's sit in yet today. They are, yeah. So there you go. But if you're like me and you'd rather get a red hot poker and stick it to the bottom of your foot and actually do any of these things, you can now recreate all of the atmosphere of any of these things at home if you have Alexa.
Right.
So Alexa now, if you, as of today, you know, you get the old Alexa system. If you have it, you just say, play pub sounds, and bang, you get the, you get this.
You get the atmosphere of a pub.
So you can be walking around the gaff listening, you know.
So in other words, if you were somebody who didn't want, if you were having a little fizzy of your own type,
yeah,
be it on your patio or in your front room or somewhere,
yeah,
you could have the sound of a pub to make you feel as though you were there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're doing. And cafes, you can do it with cafes. So, you can
so
say,
when you're having your little coffee and you're, you know, watching Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah. Well, whatever you're into.
Yeah. You can. That's very good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like
isn't it.
I like it.
And you can have the cafe one. So, like, you know, you can have like the sound. I don't know what a cafe sounds. It's been so long since I was in a cafe. I don't know what they sound like anymore. French music and violins, I suppose, is it? Something like that. So you can have that playing, or
no, the sound of a, the sound of a cafe is, sorry, what's the code for the toilets?
Yeah, more like that, isn't it?
What's the Wi-Fi code?
Remember, I told you I went to that one in Dunleary and I was raging. I went in before the lockdown. I was sitting there having a coffee. I was delighted with myself. And then next thing, a man starts playing jazz. I was like, oh, jeez. And then he starts saying to the other guy,
smooth jazz.
So do you like jazz? And the other guy, of course, doesn't. But he had to. He's just started working there or something. He's like, yeah, it's really good, yeah. And it was like, I was sitting there listening to what sounds like a box of spanners being emptied down a steel escalator. It was awful. It was awful. Also, if you live, say, Midlands or whatever, and you want to replicate now the sound of the beach, you can replicate the sound of the beach. If you're sitting in the garden, you can do that.
Very nice.
Rollicking
waves. Mind you, I suppose there's a lot of that stuff anyway, isn't there? Because a lot of people use that stuff to help them sleep, like the sound of rain or something, or the sound of the sea lapping on the shore.
I know, but you don't.
That.
But you have to get it or plan it or download it. Now you don't have to do any of those
just
things.
Just shout at Alexa.
Then you just go, hey, Alexa, I'm in the humour for being in a busy pub. I'm even getting a cheer for that. Look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it'll do it for you.
Yeah. PJ's one, by the way, is he goes around the house and he needs a reaction all the time. So he tells his dogs jokes and he gets this. That's it. You go, Alexa, laugh at me jokes.
Sweetest sound ever. I love that sound. It's to crack it.
Would you have a sound? Is there a sound that you do like, genuinely like? Is there a sound you love to hear the sound of?
No, I like that in the back of the football
barking
matches.
Dogs you'd probably want to hear.
Snoring dogs.
Snoring dogs you'd
I
want to hear.
I love the sound of a snoring dog, I do. I hate nothing more than the sound of a snoring human, and I love nothing more than the sound of a snoring dog.
Right.
So yeah, if I was going to sleep at night, I would definitely...
That'd be your version of rain or lapping sea on the shore or whatever.
Yeah. Alexa, snoring dogs. But you wouldn't get the lovely snoring dog, would you? You get... that sounds more like Jim. But knock yourself out.
Right, just out of curiosity, let us know. Because actually, funnily enough, Magic Mike was just telling us he's just gotten himself an Alexa. He's got himself a one of those. Is it the actual Alexa now, or is it one of the whatever? Is it some? Because there's variations of them, isn't there?
I think it's called an Alexa Spot. It's got
Spot.
A screen on it, yeah.
Right.
Oh, fairly good. It's got a screen on it.
Yeah. I was getting to grips with it last night. It's very good, actually. I kind of like it. I'm a little bit suspicious about it, though.
What do you mean?
As in leaving it on all the
Mike's
time.
Mike's worried that it's listening to him.
Yeah, is that
I mean, that's how it works. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's listening to me.
Know the way...
Because I said something to it, and it did it.
Yeah.
He's worried it's telling all the other Alexas what he'd be up to. You want to see a man, he's there cutting avocados and all, cutting on toast. They're not even
it's going around the Alexa network. You want to hear the stuff your man listens to. The stuff he asked me. God help.
But there's all this suspicion now of, I was talking about a pair of shoes, and then I got an ad for a pair of shoes.
I know,
so there's that sort of stuff.
That's what I get. I don't get it, though. I was talking about shoes, and then I saw an ad for a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I'm outraged. I love looking at a pair of shoes. I wouldn't be talking about them otherwise. It's much better seeing that than some random ad for a hacksaw.
Here's a brilliant one, right? So there's a couple of people texting in about sounds they'd love, right? I love the sound of the ice cream van from when I was a kid. No other van ever plays the tune it played.
You're going to do well now.
Imagine
with Alexa
having an Alexa play an ice cream van.
Mr. Whippy, 1972.
Amazing. And here's a deadly one as well, right? Somebody's texted in to say, will Alexa have, this is Ronan, will Alexa have a big cheer if you break a glass in your house?
Oh, that's a great
that's
idea.
That's a deadly idea. Yeah.
Or a load
smash.
Of- or a load of tutting and shut that thing up if the fire alarm goes off.
Listen, let us know. 087-188-0008. We might track a few down. What do you? Sounds weird saying what's your favourite sound,
well,
but you know what I mean.
That makes a lot of sense.
That sort
to
of
me.
Sound that, like, you know, as you say, you have your snoring dogs because you're strange and all.
Snoring dogs are.
Would
silent.
You have one, Michael?
Yeah, I suppose as well. Sounds from normal life, like that we've missed for the last 3 months as well,
what?
Would be the sound of like a coffee shop.
Right. Yeah.
Have coffee. You missed
the banging of the yolks and the whole lot.
Did you hear the reaction you got from PJ there?
No, I didn't.
Like the sounds of normal life. What? You want normal life? What?
Yeah, have you missed it? Like, normal life.
Yeah, a bit of it, like, yeah. I'd like to go into a coffee shop and me being the only customer, but I miss it, like.
Yeah.
So now I have to say, on the weekend, I bought one of the takeaway fizzies, right?
Mm.
And it was lashing rain, and I was out with the dogs, and I stood in an alley in the rain on my own with a fizzy. Best point I ever had.
There, ladies and gentlemen, is a perfect explanation from the man himself as to why he's the strangest human being on the planet.
You should have been there. Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? The hit bit is worth a whopping 2,500, $2,500 today, all on the classic hit bit. So what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit? And here's what it sounds like. Yep, that's the deal. Let's get Noel on first. He's going to play this morning. Hiya, Noel.
Oh, how are you, lads? What's the story?
Oh, good, Noel. What's your story? How are you today?
Oh, I'm grand, not about that, thanks.
Good stuff. Glad to hear it.
Did you have a decent weekend? You did?
I had a few subs, you know yourself. That's about it.
I know what you're saying.
You were on the tea and coffee, were you?
Yeah, the
sudden book. Will be today.
That laugh of derision there from Noel, I was all right.
Yeah. I was, yeah. You know yourself. Sorry, Noel, were you going to say something?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very
I'm
good.
Not here to entertain you, PJ.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Yeah, you're the one doing that. Yeah, just give me the money. What do you think then, Noel? Have a guess.
I think it's Frank Sinatra, or he did it my way.
Might be.
Wow.
Might be.
God, that'd be a belter if it was that.
It'd be sure would be. Yeah, sure would be a classic, all right. Unfortunately, though, it is wrong, no. You ain't right. But listen, start spreading the news.
Oh,
that all the wrong guesses are on classic hits. Tell your friends, right?
Okay,
oh, no. Thanks a million. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers,
you
buddy.
Bye-bye. Julie waiting patiently. How are you, Julie?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all, Julie. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, it was nice. Just chilled, really. Spent some time with my husband and child.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
Well, wasn't the best of weather out there, really, was it?
No, it was a bit of a mixed bag.
I still went out and did a bit of gardening.
Oh, did
good
you?
Good for you,
yeah.
Julie. Or I should
it's
actually
raining.
I should actually call you July, because that's the way it's spelled.
My bad.
That's just his anticipation to get through this year.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, so Julie, we'd love to give you €2,500. What do you think?
Is it Fairground Simply Red?
Fairground by Simply Red. Oh, do you know something, Julie?
That's it. Please let it be this.
I'd love for it to be this, just to get it out of the way so it can never be that again.
I should have chosen a Simply Red.
It would have been amazing.
Been
Simply
brilliant.
Red or UB40 tune would have been spectacular.
Because we would have had to put it on rotation for a while.
Absolutely.
That's a pity. Anyway, it is wrong, Julie. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Julie.
Are you holding back the tears? Are you, Julie? Are you alright? She can't hear me.
She's got her hands full there, Michael. Julie, listen, take care of yourself. Have a good day. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye bye.
That was good.
That was some good, decent singing form going on there from Michael today, I have to say.
When he doesn't bottle it, he's great. Great he is.
Right, Niall Boylan, next opportunity to win on a Double Money Monday. €2,500 at 1:45. Don't miss out on your chance. Land of Confusion from Genesis. 8:10 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you this morning, folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout at any stage, we've got a brand new breakfast table quiz on the way this hour. Cracking prize up for grabs. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. But just before 8 o'clock, we were chatting about, PJ found a story about Alexa having the capacity, or they're going to introduce the capacity for you to request sounds that you may be missing out on. Now, obviously, we were talking about, you know, the football sounds being, the crowd sounds being piped in over football matches on Sky and various other places. And also, we were saying the idea of, like, you can get pub sounds if you want to have a little fizzy in the comfort of your own home, but want to make it feel like you're out and about in a bit of atmosphere.
Or even a beach in the back garden.
You can have a beach in the back garden.
Cafes, there's the old cafes, there's all kinds of stuff to set the mood.
Absolutely. So, if there's a particular sound that you kind of, you think you would love to have on tap, so to speak, that you could literally say, Alexa, play the sound of, and whatever.
Dog snoring.
Exactly, that was PJ's favourite. Dog snoring is what he would choose. So let us know, 087-188-0008. But Magic Mike has put together a few of these. He did a quick whip round in here, and also based on some of your ones coming in. I know the ice cream van came in. Right.
Yeah.
What is specifically that? What's the song that goes with the ice cream van?
Oh, they're all different ones, aren't
they? That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, they're all different ones.
I don't know if there's one specific, really, is there?
No, there's one that comes around our area, Mr. Creamy, it's called.
What?
Mr. Creamy.
How does he get away with that?
He does. And there's a picture of Bart Simpson on the back.
Mr. Creamy.
Yeah.
My God.
I like the lad round our way, and he's got Mr. Disney, and it's not licensed by Disney. So all the characters look like
slightly wrong.
They're all completely wrong. And they're all painted like Mickey Mouse, as his eyes aren't even level or anything. It's very good.
That's,
yeah,
like, that's like the football games we used to have that weren't FIFA games. Do you remember them?
Oh,
the,
yeah, PlayStation, yeah.
There was like Roy Hooton and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow. Right, so okay, so we could, and the other one was, which I really liked, which we've had in the past, is somebody suggested that PJ would have the sound of a seagull on his Alexa. So you could have a conversation.
Have a conversation.
Alexa, play Seagulls.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah. Not too bad at all. Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
You know, by the way, people who have Alexas, you're messing them up this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had texts in to say, stop saying Alexa, because they're listening to the radio, and every time you say Alexa, it goes, yes.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah. Hey, Alexa, play Dog Snoring.
Well...
I don't think they can do that one.
Possibly
not.
That's
such an obvious ambience.
Listen, and we were asking, Tara, by the way, this, where we were saying this, you know, a lot of people would choose like a really relaxing sound. A lot of people choose these things to help them sleep and stuff like that. You know, rain gently on the window maybe, or whatever, that sort of stuff. Cabin in the woods type rain.
Yeah.
You can get all sorts
if you
on YouTube.
Freak yourself out, yeah.
But Tara would go for this now. That sounds like quite a rough sea to me.
Yeah, if you want the sound of desperation and the fact that you're never going to make it out alive, that's what that sounds to me.
Oh my God, where does your mind go to, PJ?
Yeah. See, that's...
You're joking
that's
me, that's...
PJ's
like,
lifeboat past coming back now.
That's the sound of a ship.
Throw me the rope! Throw me the rope!
That is a ship.
I can't see him!
I don't know, that's...
That does sound... That's not gently waves,
no,
really.
No, that's a shipwreck sound. That's like a... That's...
Well, I wouldn't quite go shipwreck. Oh, my God.
Dear. Definitely.
Dear, oh, dear. Anyway, right, that would be Tara's one, right? But we thought this one might be a really good one for you, PJ, because many's the time on a summer's evening that you've enjoyed the sound of this, just as you're heading to bed. And somebody decides they need to cut their grass.
It drives me up the wall. This is exactly it now. This is happening now. People, because people be doing that now at 8 o'clock at night. You know, when I'm going to bed.
That's what, yeah.
I'm going, this is literally it now. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Are you doing that for long, yeah? How long? Huh? How long?
I'm just cutting the grass. I can't hear you.
Sure. Sit lying there infuriated in me nearly nude. And you know what, it's awful. Oh God, I hate that sound.
Yeah.
Hate that sound.
And to be fair, I didn't escape either, because Magic Mike just reminded this. So you have people cutting their grass, whereas many's the time on a summer's evening I've totted up the stairs to bed and all I can hear is... Know what that is?
I do, yeah. It's a beer garden.
It's a beer garden.
Yeah.
There's nothing more
offensive. Shut up!
Can we take a minute to appreciate the silence that is gone today? Can we have a minute silence?
For the silence. For the loss of silence.
Yeah, because this is what we're headed back to. And, yeah. And like, don't forget, there is cranky elephants like us, Jim. You know what I mean? Around the world, you are going to be very badly affected. And nobody cares about the cranky elephant. Nobody cares. There's no movement towards consoling the cranky elephants.
Yeah.
And we can't meet up because we'd be making that noise ourselves.
Anyway, Liz, let us know. Will you? Magic Mike is on the case. This new feature, apparently, that Alexa is going to have, or has already. Actually, you should bring in your Alexa.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I was only getting to grips. These things, you know, are called skills. Alexa skills.
Really?
Yeah, it has skills. And you type in whatever skill you want it to do. You know
right.
I mean? It's very interesting.
I like it.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
So I can, like, play tennis and all that. Or...
no, it can do a
bit. Alexa, fix me car.
Yeah. Sew a button onto me trousers.
But if you wanted to know about tennis, you'd have to give it the skill to know about the tennis, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, okay.
Actually having a clue what that means.
No, you don't understand. It's okay.
It's all right.
What, so you teach a tennis?
No, there's like it's like almost like an app.
You teach a tennis?
It doesn't play tennis with you.
That'd be amazing.
You're a maniac, are you?
PJ Boyne and Alexa putting at one end of a tennis court and go, right, I'm serving, right, I'll serve. Hit it back, will you?
What score?
Hit the ball back.
What score is it, Alexa?
This is stupid, this is.
It's 14, love.
Torn from Natalie and Brulia, 20 past 8, here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you on this Monday. Hopefully you're in decent form. 087-188-0008, not long to wait for the first round of the Breakfast Table Quiz. But plenty of WhatsApps in about various things, PJ. For example, somebody calling themselves DG has been on to say, lads, did you see Slattery's on Capel Street is already open?
Oh, jeepers. Are they doing breakfast? They must be doing a breakfast or something, are they?
I don't know.
It's gas, isn't it?
I suppose,
don't know.
Yeah, of course. What am I saying? Of course, has to be food of some description.
Has to be food, yeah. There has to be the 9 euro breakfast. I must be doing the 9 euro breakfast.
Breakfast. Somebody else, this would be right up your street, PJ. Somebody's been on. Let me just see if I can give the name to this. It's Stephen. He's been on to say, lads, did you know you can get your Alexa to fart?
I did not know that.
There you go.
So this is, you see, this is why I can't have
will
these
you,
things.
Will you be trying that out, Michael?
Don't really need Alexa to do that.
Would you be tempted to get one?
No.
No.
Why would I get one? Would I get no use out of it? I'd literally just be sitting there beside it going, fart. Go on, fart. Fart. That's all I would, like, I've no... I can't think of any use I would get out of it, if you know what I mean. Other than just trying to make it do silly sounds, which I can do myself.
Yeah, fair point. Also, what else we got? Somebody saying, the music played by the ice cream van that comes in around my place sounds like something from the movie E.T. Oh, sorry, from the movie It.
Oh,
not E.T.
E.T.
It. I thought, like, E.T. sounds kind of good. That sounds like a, you know, an ice cream van playing that music as the bike goes up into the moon thing. You know, that'd be all right, but
this
is a totally different ballgame. Every time I hear it coming, I say to the missus, here comes Pennywise selling his wares again from Ray
there
listening.
There is something creepy Limerick about ice cream van music, though, isn't there? It's creepy, man.
There is a bit of that sort of like evil doll thing to it.
Yeah, have you heard that at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you're on your own in the gaff? You're going,
yeah.
Japers, E.T. is taking a turn. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, E.T.'s gone a bit IT.
No,
it is.
Now
do you say it now?
It's got a real horror movie.
There is a touch of that sort of, you know, possessed doll thing, all right.
That'd be a great Irish horror movie. It's called Screwball. Yeah. You hear that music in the middle of the night and Screwball gets you.
The epic new movie, 99.
Yeah, turns you into a chewing gum at the bottom of the cone thing. I'd watch that. Yeah. That's a good plot for a horror movie.
Somebody else saying, can Alexa play Silence? Quiet Roads? Possibly. And also, look at this. Somebody is currently... This is Frank again, is it? Is this Frank again? Let me just check this out again. What's he up to now? It is Frank.
Frank Newman.
Oh, my God. He says, I'm in a pub having a fizzy.
What? Ah, that's illegal now.
That's shocking. Carry on.
That's definitely illegal. Unless there's some sort of early house that sells breakfast and...
If somebody's saying the Slattery's on Cable Street is open, Frank's obviously found another place doing breakfast and has decided to...
Was there not some law, though, that you couldn't sell before 10 o'clock or 12? I don't know, obviously.
Quite
not.
Possibly.
Obviously
quite, I don't
not
know.
There you go. I like your choice anyway, Frank. Yeah. Them red ones are good.
Frank, I can't believe you went in and paid £9 for a breakfast just to drink that stuff.
That's the good stuff there. Don't mind.
Shocking carry on.
No, Blackwood, the dishwater they all be drinking.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Radio Gaga from Queen here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick call again for a breakfast table quiz if you want to be the first to play this week. Set the standard for the rest of the week. No score to beat on a Monday, and it is a cracking break, of course. Two-night family stay along with brekkie each morning and an evening meal. Yours at the Dromoland Inn in County Clare. It's the perfect family staycation destination. If you want to get involved, just let Magic Mike know that you want to play. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. One person who isn't impressed just on the WhatsApp, somebody texting in to say, "Jeez, lads, the thoughts of a weekend away with the family."
I know. I thought that was
you texting in.
Well, no. So sure, I don't even have a family. I've kept it really trim, you know what I mean?
Actually, there's a good point raised on this. Can it not be a weekend away for one? You never see those advertised, do you?
No, you don't.
And solitary getaway.
And they really should make a thing.
I think there'd be a big demand for that.
See, we're not wanted. Solo travellers, we're not wanted. We only eat half as much. We only drink half as much. We spend... You know what I mean? We're taking up a room for two people would take.
But I think even regardless of whether you were single or not, I think honestly lots of people would be well into the idea of just a time out, a genuine solo time out.
I don't doubt it. But we're not wanted. They don't want us. They don't want
shut up being you're so single. Such a victim.
They don't want a single individual running around causing trouble. Wait, you see, imagine me now. Even today is a good example, right?
Yeah.
So you know the way the pubs are and everything now, and you can buy your fish and chips and your burgers or whatever, you spend your €9 and they can only fit X amount of people in. Imagine I ran, hell, you'd like to book a table for how many? For one. They'd be like, oh, for God, he's going to take up a whole corner. We could have two people in there or four, and now it's this halfwit wasting 105 minutes of our lives on his own. You know,
shocking. Carry on.
Go out on your own. So I just there going, I'll sit in the yard.
We'll start a campaign. I think we'll start a campaign for that. Solo breaks.
Yeah, a break for the cranky person in your life. Give yourself and them a break.
I think there's lots of people would avail it just to get away from it all. You know.
Oh, I know.
Like, I mean, people within families, within, you know, couples, whole lot.
Oh, definitely. But they're not wanted.
Anyway, on the subject of the ice cream van, right?
Yeah.
The sounds that they make, a lot of people agreeing that it does get a bit creepy.
There you go.
Dean Limerick
movies.
Was saying that the ice cream van sounds like the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, there is something creepy about the whole thing.
And also, there was this one as well, somebody, Eddie in Glass Devon, saying Roger Ramjet was the worst ice cream van sound ever. Imagine that as your ice cream van.
That's brilliant.
Roger Ramjet, he's the...
Roger Ramjet, he's our hero. Of our nation. That was it. That was brilliant.
That would do your nut in if that was doing the rounds, I tell you. There was another one here as well. A lot of people texting in about places that are already open, shall we say.
Isn't that a kind
of doing the business?
The shenaniganery of it all. Shenaniganery. I like that word.
Right, listen, if you want to get involved in the old breakfast table quiz, as I say, last chance to do it, just let us know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. No score to beat, and a fabulous family break up for grabs at the Inn at Dromoland in County Clare. That's what we have you this week. The hotels, just like lots of other businesses, flinging their doors open to welcome you back, and you can have yourself a fantastic break at the Inn at Dromoland in County Clare. No score to beat on a Monday, just let us know you want to play.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yes, it is. And this week it's your chance to win a two-night family stay along with brekkie each morning and a three-course evening meal, all happening at the Inn at Dromoland in County Clare. It is the perfect family staycation destination. You get all the info you need at theinnatdromoland.ie. They cater for all family sizes. There's large family rooms. There's interconnecting bedrooms. And there's a whole array of on-site facilities. A whole array of arrays. Anyway, there's a whole load of facilities on site. They've got swimming pool, crazy golf, foot golf, tennis, an indoor adventure centre called the Play Inn. all of that sort of stuff. You'll find the information for it at theinn@dromoland.ie.
And of course, it's as easy as setting the highest score of the week. Monday sets the standard, so it's going to be Stephen Maguire that's going to have a go for us this morning. How are you, Stephen?
How's it going?
What's the crack with you, Stephen? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Yeah,
happy weekend.
Now, are you one of the people, have you got a booking made for today, Stephen, by any chance?
What?
A booking for a haircut.
He's trying to find out whether or not you're lined up to a boozer. That's what he's really trying to ask you.
No, I get prison haircut at home.
Oh,
prison haircut.
Fair play, I know that feeling. I've been doing that myself.
Good stuff.
It's the old sort of tree or two all over, is it?
No, Robland.
Rawblade.
That's the man, you see. Stephen's a man after my own heart.
The full Jim
McCabe.
Mind you,
he probably does it because he wants to. I do it because I have to.
Still, it's a good look. It's a striking look is what it is.
Listen, buddy, the best of luck with this one, right? This is what we have for you. 60 seconds to get as many as you can. You've nobody to beat, but if you can get a big score up there, it might see you all the way through till Friday, okay?
Right, no problem.
Right, fingers crossed for you. Best of luck. Here we go.
The city of Buenos Aires is in what country?
Argentina.
Jerry Halliwell was a member of what girl group?
Spice Girls.
A drink that's on the rocks has been poured on what?
Ice.
Pugsley and Wednesday were brother and sister on what US TV show?
Dynasty.
The Addams Family, what is the meaning of the Spanish expression Buenas noches?
Thank you.
It's good night. In which country is the city of Mecca located?
Pass.
Saudi Arabia, what is the real name of the folk rock singer Bob Dylan?
Pass.
Robert Zimmerman, Courtney Cox died on what sitcom as Monica?
Friends.
And Elvis Presley hit his titles Are You Lonesome What?
Tonight.
On how many rails does a monorail run?
Two.
One. The title of Samuel Beckett's play is Waiting for Who?
Tom Cruise.
God, what was the title of Soft Cell's 1981 number one hit?
Pass.
Tainted Love, according to the saying, a fool and his money are soon what?
Gold, I don't know.
Parted. That's what you assume, parted. Tom Cruise was a classic answer, to be fair. Samuel Beckett's waiting for Tom Cruise. What a day.
Almost as good as the Bananarama play where Robert De Niro's waiting, wasn't it? They were belters, they were. Listen, Stephen, I thought we were going to end up with a massive score because you started off like an absolute train.
No, then it bombed.
It got a bit sticky in the middle. There was a few, to be fair, there's a few sticky ones in there for you, Stephen, to be fair. But anyway, listen, we've ended up with a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers to start the week, Stephen. That's what we ended up with.
Yeah, so I have well done anyway, and thanks for having a go.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day, man.
Right, cheers, take it easy.
Take care of yourself.
Cheers,
bye-bye. I really thought that we were going to end up with a good score there.
It was flying.
It looked like a great start, all right. And then a few went a bit strange.
Yeah, we all went a bit odd. He's grand, though. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Not a bad old effort.
You never know how the questions will fall for the rest of the week. Who knows? Anyway, listen, 5 is now the score to beat. That's the bar that's been set by Stephen. If you think you can top that and want to win yourself a fantastic 2-night family stay along with breakfast each morning and that 3-course evening meal all at the Inn at Dromoland in County Clare, 087 188 0008.